Following by the sugya of Hachana, Lashon Hachana among the Paiskim, there are two times. Once Hachana towards Shabbos, that's Halacha and Simin Reish Nun, that's a mitzvah. By us discussing the Indian of Hachana from Shabbos to Chol, preparing from Shabbos to the weekday, that's an Isser. We cover this Isser, the Shaila of Gabon de Raisa, Rashi and Afkuf Yudalman Beis brings down is Nichol and Shabboson, sound like an Isser de Raisa. However, Beikah among the Paiskim, they go like Tosis, the Ri, and like Moshe over here, that the get over here is only a Din D'Rabbanan, that's a Smach to Ba'almo. And that's how the Mishavurim examine Simon Tovton Tess, a Dochas Kalim is mitzad the Sugar of Shvos. So we have an Issa over here of D'Rabbanan for preparing from Shabbos towards the week. What is the reason or the time for the Isser? So again, Rashi and Kovyadala being examined, the Isser is because Kotorach may Shabbos Lachol, being Matriach from Shabbos Lachol. Issa mitzad the sugya of tircho, similar that we had in Simon Shinyan Zayin Sebeis by Yishulais, is the Issa mitzad the sugya of tircho. Hagam, the Rambam, the Perich of Gimel in Hilchos Shabbos, brings it down in the middle of the Shvusim of Makkah Patrish. He calls it the Issa mitzad the sugya of Mesakin. The rival of there jumps on the Rambam, what's the Issa Mesakin? Avad the Issa mitzad the sugya of tircho. So the big Mavucha had to answer the Rambam, we'll put it to the side. The Rambam, the Ravid and Rashi go the Issim Tzad Tircho, and therefore by us the Mishibu and Simon Shin Chavov Sifkan Chav Ches and Beikah the Poskim the Graz and the others come along and say the Issim Tzad the Sugya of Tircho. Now when we have the Issim of Tircho, there's a third lashon the Poskim like bringing down of the Issim of Chono. The word the Ma'am lawyers when he says it over, he says the Issim of the Zilzul of Covered Shabbos. That's how if you read the Simcha Bonim, he starts off the Issim of the Zilzul of Covered Shabbos. Now, the question is exactly what does that mean? But Derech Akiro, you start clarifying what is the Issa of Tircho? Is it being Matriach the Issa mitzad the Sugya of Shabbos? Or is the Issa mitzad the Sugya of Chol? Here Dover. Are you being Matriach on Shabbos, and Shabbos is Yimei Menucho, Yimei Oinig, and why are you bothering yourself to do something on Shabbos? Or is the Issa mitzad Chol being Mezalzel in Shabbos by being Matriach something with Tzor Chol? That means the Lashon of Tircho could be Yibi Matriach, that's a Zilzul Shvoi, or that's the Soid of the Avona Shvoi, that Yibi Matriach, something that's a Chol de Kazakh, it's a Vokha de Kazakh, it's a true over here. So I couldn't grapple exactly how over to say the Soid of the Isser. Is it Isser Mitzad Shabbos Shvoi, or is it Isser Mitzad Chol Shvoi? The Zilzul of doing something on Shabbos to Tzor Chol. I'm sorry?
The Zilzul of doing something Tzor Chol on Shabbos.
Right, but the Isser is Mitzad Chol. There's other ways of saying Mitzad Shabbos, you get to maybe Nafkaminas. Okay, in a bunch of cases, Nafkaminas. Each one not Uchach, but that's how the Ilum like setting it up. Now, the source for this Isser, we have two different Makarios, one the Mishnah Naf Kofi Gimel, and one the Bryson Taf Kofi Ches. Go through each one. First, the Mishnah Kofi Gimel, and Aleph brings down the Summons Matzina Samitas Midel Shabbos to Shabbos. You have a right to make your bed from the night of Shabbos to Shabbos. However, Loimi Shabbos to Mocha Shabbos. How we cannot make the bed from Shabbos to Motzei Shabbos, Issa v'chono. Now it's true it's not brought down, not by the Torah and not by the Shulchan Aruch. However, they point out it's first brought down by the big three among the Rishonim, the Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh, Void 17 other different Rishonim. And therefore, in Mil the Sugya Malabin, in Simon Shin Beis, it was brought down by the Magavram, the Graz, the Mishnah, they bring down this Mishnah. The person has the right to make the bed for Shabbos, make the bed look for after Shabbos. Is Nichon the Issa of Achono. Mamshech the Magavram, when he brings down this Mishnah and says a person cannot make the bed from Shabbos to after Shabbos, but let's say he's making it because he's in the room, and it's Mogono, it's a Bezoyin, it's not nice, and he's doing it because Mitzad right now. Says the Magavram, that's the Tzarek Shabbos. That means that God be making the bed now, it's only going to be used much of Shabbos, but he's doing it Mitzad being nice, not be disgusting the room, not to be Maguna Mazayin, that's Nechel Geder of Tzarech Shabbos. That means the pula that you're doing really depends upon your Kavanah. The pula of making a bed be'etzem is mutter. Your Kavanah is for Mocha Shabbos, Hachono. Kavanah for the Tzarech Shabbos, the Maiseh is mutter. Therefore, come on the Paiskim after the Magavram, the Graz, Mishmur, and the others bring down the Magavram, that's something that's Tzarech Shabbos right now, not beside the Sugya of, in order not to be a Mazayin, not to be Maguna. It's mutter, a gam they bring down a Be'er Sheva. Not the way they want to argue the Be'er Sheva. Now, the Magavram, when he says het over here, the person can clean up his room or make his bed for the Tzarek Shabbos right now, he ends off quoting an aguda. The aguda says, still, Seif Kol Seif, you should make your bed Erev Shabbos. Again, let's be clear. The law is a person cannot make his bed for Motzei Shabbos. Make bed on Shabbos is mutter with mitzad bezoinim aguna. Still says among Avram, the aguda, do it Erev Shabbos. Why is he saying still do it Erev Shabbos? Is the reason mitzad the suga of achono that even though it's mutter on Shabbos, but it's not the correct thing to go do, do it on Erev Shabbos? But no, it's a side sugya. Stop, make your bed, l'kavod Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. Your bed should be nice, l'kavod Shabbos. So be'etzem, before that Guda, there's a Rav Yoh, in Siman Kuf Tzadik Zayin, he brings out a person has the right to make his bed on Shabbos. Still he says, make it Erev Shabbos. Why? Because the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Yitessel of Eis brings down when two Malachim escort a person home from Shul, and he sees that the table is set. And he sees the lights on the table over here, and the beds are made, then the Malach Toiv gives a bracha, and the other Malach has to say, Amen. And if it's not the way, the Malach will say his bracha over there. So we see from the Rav Yoh, the reason why the Magen Avraham is ending off at the end of the day, why is to still make a bed not on Shabbos and Erev Shabbos, is not mitzvah the sugya of Achana. Achana b'etzem is mutter. Mitzvah the sugya of Kavod Shabbos. Stop, you have your bed made on Kavod Shabbos. That's how the Magen and the Aguda explains, or for Shabbos goes this way.
Wasn't that only when the bed was in like the main part of the house?
Oh, we'll get to maybe numerous cases how to understand this get over here. But first, understanding the side of here, even the Magen Avraham, he ends off, it's a shell among the Achonim. What Malach is, Numitz Achonim, understanding making the bed before Shabbos is not a Sugin Achonim, a Sugin covered Shabbos. Now, the first shell discussed in the gate to making beds is Bizmanenu. Today, when a person, if you make your bed before you go to sleep, that's not the Tzorach, usually we undo the blanket. Those days is different than our days. Says Reb Chaim Noh, in those days, the bed was something that sat upon. The pillows and blankets were put away, or the straw and the sheets were put away. At night, you would have to put in the straw, pat it down, or put the pillows and blankets there. And in order to set up the bed to go to sleep, they have to do things in order to have the bed ready to go to sleep. Today, people do not make their beds to go to sleep. They make the bed in the morning for the room to be clean. Because your mother taught you and trained you that you should make your bed. It's not nice to have your bed not made over here. Do a mitzvah menschlich, mitzvah the sugya of derech eretz. Therefore, the one time of Bizman and Zeh, Salim Chaim Noh, the idea of making a bed is why? Is the head to the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says something it's doing in Mitzad right now. Mitzad Bizayim, Mitzad Derech Eretz is Mutter. Even though Chazal asked you making the bed, this is not on the bed. There is a Mitzad, why are you doing it for? If you tell me today why we're doing it for, Mitzad Derech Eretz, Mitzad Menschel Chait, and Chanami Salim Chaim Noh, brought down on the Shemir Shabbos and the Paiskim, today we're allowed to make our beds. No problem. Because the issue is not to make a bed. The issue is to make a bed on the Tzorach Motzei Shabbos. You're doing a mitzvah now to clean your room, to be a menschlich, that nichol to get a magavam. My sitz mutter, I've covered Shabbos over here. That's how your room should be neat. So what is a good example of discussing and making a bed on Shabbos that would be also? So even they say, as once in one of the Rabbis, Baron David's house, so he might say he has a stack of mattresses lined up, because at night I've been in his house and every place on the floor was covered with a mattress. He didn't have enough places on the floor in his house. Not only that, I went to the bathroom, there was one kid in the bathtub. And not only that, when I spoke to him about it, he says, yeah, my kid who sleeps on the porch at night, because there's no place in the house, he got a cold in the winter, he had a good blanket, he had a coat on. So for him to put out the mattresses on Shabbos, that's a chon for going to sleep. Now, my sister years ago, a lot of his kids are married by now, I hope it's still not that way. My sister, that was the situation. Put out the mattresses, that's a case of a chon. Another example, which should be in my house, is we have high risers, and the correct thing is to put it away, and then at night to take it out. The halavai, they put it away. But let's say they did put it away, and then they took it out during the day to prepare for the nighttime. That's a chono taking out the bed to go to sleep at night. That'll be a problem of preparing the bed for nighttime. Or if you go to these fancy hotels, they have something called turning down the bed. That means they come in and they open up the sheets for you. I'm not exactly sure why they do that for. So you do that earlier on Shabbos. That's preparing you to go inside the bed. That'll be nichol geder v'sugya v'achono. But standing in the gap to our situation today, bizman hazeh, usually making our bed is nichol geder of being not derech eretz, menschlich, not mitzad v'sugya v'achono. How far to take this interesting shalom among the achronim? Let's say you're making your bed and then you never plan to go inside the room anymore. That means you're leaving the house. Is it still mutter because that's dusa menschlich? No, there's no tzarech anymore. It's only when you come back at night you'll see it's clean. Al pisor can argue very stark, still circle, so if you're doing a mitzvah now. or Yitzchak says the Maisa is mutter. Now, the Shabbos Shabbos goes back and forth about it. He's not clear about if that's Maisa mutter, you can leave and not see the room anymore. We can see the room of Avada's mutter. It does not be dafki, dining room, any kitchen, be any place doing it. Besides the kiosk, is that's mitzvah now, not mitzvah mutter Shabbos. The second sugya of Achono, we have a brisa and daf kuf yud chesum and aleph. The brisa brings down the person has these plates over here. Using them at night time, you can wash them for shachris. Using them at shachris, you can wash them for tzarayim. Use them at tzarayim, you can wash them to use them for mincha. In mincha ve'elach, you cannot wash them anymore. However, for cups, since the idea of using cups is ain't kfar l'shtiyah, you can wash them even after case of mincha. So again, we have a basic simple yisoid over here that washing dishes when it's still needed, you're allowed to. When it's not needed, the person cannot wash them. Otherwise, even the isav achano. Now, this is brought down by the Rishonim, the Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh, 21 different Rishonim. The Mechaber in Simon Shinchov Gimel Savov brings it down that way. The person can only wash dishes at the Tzarech HaYoyim. Now, the Tzarech HaYoyim, definitely isav achano. Now, even though the Brisa says cases and zmanim, that means it said at night to the day, and the day to Tzarayim, Tzarayim to Mincha. Let's say at night you use the dishes, and you know you're not going to eat tomorrow in your house. You don't need these dishes anymore. What's the halacha in that case? Not going to be the bayis anymore, not going to be the house anymore. So, coming the Yisrael brings down the Magen Avraham from the Maharil, that the Yisrael Shabbai is not the Zmanim. The Yisrael Shabbai is what be'etzim, is there Tzarech Lomir or not? If you know you're not going to use the dishes anymore, Nichon Isra Vachono. The Maharil is brought down that he is the Rebbe, the Marash, that after Suda Shlishis, he came along and he took his kais and he washed it out. In fact, my real is the Rebbe, but mice were going to shul. And even though the Gemara says over here that kais is allowed to wash even after Suda Shlishis, but if you're going to shul, it's not going to be needed anymore. Says his Rebbe, the Marash, first of all, I only washed out, why? Because I did not want to get blackened. That's why I washed out. But Echami, even that is still your right. I should have not washed it out. So you see that if you do not need something anymore, our garment says clear in the Brisa's mutter, it's not the situations of the Brisa, it's clearly the cases of the Brisa's teaching you Yisoid. We're assuming at night you need it for the morning. Well, let's say at night you did not need it for the morning, there's Issa Chono. Therefore brought down by the Mishmur and Boroloi, that you not need anymore, the Maisa's also. The same thing for Karat. Let's say a person is after Suda Shlishis, and he has plates over here, and he knows he needs it. And the Brisa says, you have no head to only on cups. Come on, the place to read in the Sugya, Beisayson Tov Kufna Dalit. And again, the Mishnah says, if you know for sure you need it, you have a right to go wash it. Just what the case of the Brisa that Paiskim is saying is what we assume. We assume at night you need for the day. After Shal Shudas, we only assume you need the cups and not the plates. We know you need one without the other. Avad, you have to write, we have a right, the right to go wash it over here. Take it a step further. A person, let's say he knows he does not plan to use it anymore. However, it's bothering him. Stirs him. He has plates in the sink. Sturdy. He wants to wash it. Does he have the heter of the Magen Avraham? It says, if a davar meguna, it's not nice from him, he's doing it mitzvah sugya of being right now. We'll cover Shabbos. Can you wash dishes that are bothering you right now? Do you have a heter or not? So first, I think a person has to be honest. Nachon is a little bit hard sometimes, but you have to be honest. That means, let's say, for example, you go away for Shabbos, you rent an apartment in Tzfas, and they give you to use everything over there, all the kelims, the kolash kocha, and you use the dishes over there. And what Shabbos you can leave, and you have a choice. You leave all the dishes there, and that you paid for it, they're going to wash the dishes. Well, you know what? On Shabbos, you're going to wash the dishes because, you know, it bothers you right now. So, would Isha really wash the dishes if she knows what's a Shabbos, someone else is going to wash it? Or... I get, or even in her apartment, you know, a chesed girl is coming Motzei Shabbos. The cleaner is coming, and the shrek paid for it already. It's coming Motzei Shabbos, and he's going to do the dishes or do nothing. Where the person really washes the dishes. Motzei Shabbos, the dishes are being thrown out to get a brand new set. Are you really washing the dishes? Most people are asking that question, most, not all. I'm not going to wash the dishes. I have a free person washing it, I'm throwing them out. Why should I go wash it for? So you can't tell me doing it L'Kovat Shabbos. You can't tell me it's Meguna. You can't tell me there's a Zilzal over here. I just proved you that that's not true because you're doing it only because it's going to be left over by Shabbos and I have time right now. But there are people who tell me in a chanami, yes, I'm in a problem for Shabbos and Tzvas, I wash the dishes, I'm going to brand new set on Shabbos and wash the dishes. And there have been people who told that to me. They have OCD or other things. Say in a chanami, whatever. Each one onto their own. Each one has their hakoshes and sensitivities. In a chanami, they never have to wash the dishes. Then you back to that, to the Magar Ram, you wash, you're making a bed as it's not nice and maguna, you're washing dishes, it's not maguna. You have to be honest. You have to be fair about it. Therefore, it says in Marashak, he brings down this question, he says, just like water, making a bed as maguna, washing dishes said the same thing. Would you really do it if you know what Shabbos, someone... Like the same thing. If you the same thing in the bed. Such, and I know again when you go to places that don't have cleaners on Shabbos, you make your bed. It's not nice. You walk room. You make your bed. Maybe not as nice as cleaners do. It's the same thing, right? In the hotel, you do the same thing. You all day, no one's coming in. The grocery hotels, they come in also, but from hotels, they don't come on Shabbos. You make your bed. It's just not nice. Not menschlich. If your mother saw you, tell you make your bed.
Don't
tell
that.
So
going
to do. We're not
you tell
also. You do it then. That's in the hotel, you do the same thing. This question, and he said, "Echanami, if it's really that true, the Tzarek Shabbos Ma'is Yevah Heter. This is Liyad Sen Ma'is Mutter. Shmir Shabbos, the new print, bring down the Ma'is Mutter. Now, those who want to fuck and argue, but Ikil Paiskim say, Darker Svar, we have the Svar of the Mogar Vram. If you're honest, you're doing it mitzad, it's not nice right now, and you'd wash it anyway. Again, there's someone doing Mutter Shabbos. Echanami, you have Heter over here. Now, let's say a person is not sure he needs the plates. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. What's the locha of a case of sovik tercha? Sovik achano. Is it mutter or is it asr? I mean, you're assuming at night you need it for the day. Let's say maybe you don't, maybe you do, maybe you have enough, maybe you don't have. What's the locha of a case of a sovik? So I see someone being down the locha in Simon Shinchov Dalit. It's brought down by the case of feeding a shor and a chamor. The Mechaber says the person should not take the food that was served to a shor and give it to a chamor. Because maybe the shor is spit into it, has its rear inside, and therefore a chamor will not eat it. And if you're matriach for no reason, maybe, suffic. Therefore, someone bring down the Sariah from over here, that needs suffic tercha to be machmer. Maisa, if you read the words by us, by the Magar Vam and by the Mishnah Berurah on Shinuchav Gimel, the words of Mishnah Berurah, if im yodei aloi, im boru aloi, you know for sure you don't need it, you know 100%, then echanami, the loch is, then you have no heter. But otherwise, from the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like a salvik is mutter. Chud as far is very simple, why should it be mutter? You might need it, might not need it, but in the day, so why are you washing the dishes for? Because you might need it for Shabbos. You're doing mitzad, you might need it. That is the nifl together of Tzarek Shabbos. And you can mechal between the case of doing things for behemoths, and the case of achono, some tircha behemah will be machmer. Achono, kavod Shabbos, tzarich Shabbos. The mice not be svar. The place can seem to say the mice it's mutter. They point out it's before Shemur Kar Chaim that way, 200 years ago. Point out with the Shemir Shabbos now that each topic the mice is mutter. Now, when a person, let's say he has 10 dishes, he used them all, and right now he needs to wash one of them. He needs one plate right now. Does he have a heter to wash all the plates? But no. The ma'aseh only needs one. Therefore, only wash one. So someone say, it depends upon the chakir we set off in the beginning of the chabura, is it nichon together of zilzel or sugya of tercha? If it's zilzel, you say each plate in the ma'aseh, maybe I need for Shabbos. Mitzad the sugya of tercha, why am I washing 10 plates? I only need one plate. Should be nichon the iser, mitzad the sugya of tercha over here. The ma'aseh, the Mishabur brings down this question twice, once in Simon Shin Beis. He brings down the Mishnah Berurah from the Nishaitzin, from the Tosefta. And once he brings down the Simon Shinchov Gimel, in the Mishnah Berurah from the Magar Avraham, B'Shem the Rekayach. Once by the beds, once by the case of plates. They come along and says, Aloch is, once you allow wash one, you allow wash them all. Why? Because at the end of the day, each one is Shaykh to Shabbos. When you have, again, it's very interesting, Chiddush over in the Mishnah Berurah, but it's before the Tosefta, Rekayach, and Magar Avraham, and Be'ikah among the Paiskim. The Aloch is a person who can wash one. What's that? Washing one plate, one fork, make one bed? Says the Mishnah Berurah, can make all beds. Wash one plate, can wash all plates. And the chuvah means over here, all plates on all beds, is let's say a person needs one fork. He can wash all forks, but he can't wash spoons. Because the chuvah, that's a separate entity over here. Each fork he might need, but he still doesn't need a spoon. He doesn't need a knife. We have no way he doesn't need a knife. But might say he only needs a fork over here. So I see the issue of foreshining, but let's say it's all together inside the sugya of Barer. So the only way to wash, now he has five forks, five knives, and five spoons, to wash them, mitzvah sugya bari, to separate them, he's not allowed to. So maybe now, since he has a right to wash the forks, he washed everything, otherwise even the issur bari. So for Shem, it says, no, you only have a heter of forks, therefore mitzvah sugya bari cannot wash them, unless someone says asli. Half hour before, and echadami, wash the forks. One fork, all forks. But not something you want to have the heter. This idea that you have a right to wash all of them does not take care of the issur bari. And if you do not need it, you have no heter for it. That is, whatever you need, you have a right to wash, and make sure you do not get involved with the issur bari. And are those who want to argue Torah Shabbos, it's argue that it's after, but Ikka the Paiskim say, Maisa it's mutter, once one thing is mutter, everything is mutter. Another example, well, put, let's say, soda in the refrigerator for Shabbos morning. Before, it's after davening, well, put in for a meal an hour later. You also want some cold soda for Matzah Shabbos. So they say, put in three bottles. I, Maisa, only need two. But fine, you don't know which one you need. So Maisa, all three of them, Maisa, mutter. Once you'll have to do one or two, you'll have to do even more. Three, four, five, whatever you need, even for the nighttime. They do say, however, that about it is a gavul. If, let's say, for example, you're in a camp, there's 1,000 silverware, 1,000 forks, if you need your one fork, the person can get involved with, maybe there's it only had to be inside the sugar of Achono. It's a tirchel godol, massive tirchel over here, washing 1,000 silverware, yesh lot in harbe, if there's a heter, it's not a chono, it's a tircho. The issa being matriach doing a true over here, and they want time to there is no heter. Now, when you switch over from 10 to 1,000, I've made a large gamut, the swarm not clear where the getter is. Bechor, a massive tircho, laptop, there is a heter. A similar case they discuss. What? We'll get to going why they can't do it, right. A similar shayla is, let's say you have templates. Friday night, use four of them. So Shabbos morning, you have six left over. You can use another four. Do you have a chiv to use those other four? Well, no, Lamaisa, I have four clean. I want to use the ones that are dirty. I wash them. Instead of washing eight much of Shabbos, I'll use the ones that I use Friday night, wash them now, and use them now. Do you have a right to wash dishes when they're not needed? But some, I don't want to wash my Shabbos more dishes. Interesting, Shiloh. Some will say it depends upon the Chakir over here. What's the side of Hachana? Mitzad the Sugya of Zilzal, Maisa, the dishes I'm washing right now isn't Sarek Shabbos. Mitzad the Sugya of Tercho, I'm in Matriach for no reason. What am I Matriach for? I have dishes right now in front of me.
Maybe Tiny Shabbos.
For what?
No.
Washing? No, it's still a Tercho. No, that's Summer Heter. Put that to the side. So Maisa, they do bring in Oil Moed in the Rishon. He sounds like he wants to ask for it. There's a Debatino and Shuvo. And they see and they want to ask and say, Maisa, you have dishes that are clean. What's the answer to wash dishes that are dirty? Maisa, Numas Achoyim disagree. Moshe, they ask him this question. He says, you have no chiv to use kelim. The ones that are dirty, Echlami, go wash. Who says you have to go use all your kelim? Maisa says, Motor, you want to wash one dish? Wash all the dishes. Maisa, it's Motor. And therefore, Emes Yaakov and Dine Fisher, Emnashe Klein has four chuvits about this. You want to answer the old mode, there's no right to it. Chaim Knievsky, Rabelsky, Azriel Orbach, and others, make them one title, and my sense, Mutter.
And if you wash one fork, you only have one washed. How could you wash the rest?
Because each one could be Litzarach Shabbos. I don't know which one I need. Well, that's the Chiddush. It's a massive Chiddush, but we have Mishmur says it.
But as soon as you washed one,
Mishmur says this, right? Mishmur says this. Mishmur says this.
No, he's being a right.
What?
Being a right.
Oh, it's the other way around. It's Mutter.
Once you've washed one, you're in the situation.
No, but I don't need to wash any over here. Yeah, the question in this case.
Once I wash one, I don't need to wash any.
So yeah, but that's... But that, come on, that's, you want a big raya? Fine. If you want to have a good raya, yesh lo. We'll let yesh lo chalik. Atzad HaShlishi, it seems to be numus achoinim that have a lotion of its beratri machmer. Come on, Tzad Shabbos. And we mentioned before that the Mogavom brought down the Agudo that says that even though you have a right to make your bed on Shabbos, it was a case of Zilzul and Maguno, but still it's better to do it on Erev Shabbos. We consider, what's the lamedus why do it Erev Shabbos? Is it din that's covered Shabbos or Shnei Malachim? Or the din mitzad Achana, even though Achana is mutter, it's still better to do it Erev Shabbos? Come on, Lutayzer Shabbos, says the other Mahalach. He brings down the Magarom, and why mitzad the Sugya of Achana? Even though Achana is mutter, still it's better not to go do. Therefore, says the Tzad Shabbos, it's toiv not to go wash the dishes when you have other dishes around. It's better not to get involved in the Sugya mitzad the idea of Achana. And therefore, numerous achronim bring down the lotion of minchasidus ein nochin toiv lamnoya brought down by the Aruch Hashulchan, the minchas Shabbos, the oz didbu is chosen this way, Vavos and Tshuva, Chelik Hei, Chelik Vav, Vafalk, Simcha Bonim, they come out, it's better to be Machmer. That means the Chor comes out, if you have dishes in front of you that are not need to be washed, you're allowed to wash them. It sounds like among the Achorinim, the two main Mahalchim. Either Lechatchilas Mutter, Moshe Deime, or Lechatchilas Toiv Limnoya. Still Mutter, but it's better not to, because why do Achana? Because it looks like a chana, but etzem it can be done before Shabbos. There is a third shito, ma'aseh tzatzor. But again, we have a Tosfos Shabbos, and an Aruch Shulchan says bad to be machmer.
You wash one
again. Them, I'm saying what they said. I quote you the last.
Which case
are they machmer? When you have dishes already ugly. And they say we have an agudo. Again, we have two ways to understand that agudo. La muchach.
Who asks? No,
there's mutter or teva.
No, there's el. The oil moyen, the Maaseh Rishon seems to answer it, brought down by the air moisture by the Bnei Tzion, Divrei Shalom, Menuchas Ahava.
On the Tzad Heter, you need to use those stitches, or you can use elevation?
No, once you have a right to wash them, look like you use any dishes afterwards. Begin, yeah, for any dishes. Now, to get to the thing of a chodah, what's the bottom is the Issa Chodah? That means. Why?
If
we said before, if you have a stomach tear, you might need it. And you wash it, and then they did not need it.
So
was that suffocating? No, so I wash them, and then I could use it, and then they didn't use it. I'm washing it, I might be able to use it. It might be Litzarach Shabbos, I might use it. Not fully, each one Shach for Shabbos. That's again the Chiddush Tzatzor. What? No, so that we said to make clear, if you want to wash forks, you can't wash the spoons. The chur, if you want to wash small plates, if you don't need big plates, no. You can't wash serving plates, no. Whatever the size that you need is shayach. I think that's not shayach, you have no idea.
What about different designs on the same plate? Like you're using one design, you're not using the
No, if you're not going to use it, then not, no. It has to be something that's shayach to be used. If you're not going to use it, then no. Something that you may plan to use. Now, negate this man of achono. So first, achono is also techurl. Now, it says techurl that. One example is Shabbos Timeichol, number one. Number two is Yontif Timeichol. That's brought down in Simon Tovkov Gimel. Same thing, Yontif is also to prepare Timeichol. What about from Shabbos to the case of a Yontif to Chalamoid? Chalamoid has some Kedusha to it. Can you do a Chana prepare from Shabbos Yontif to Chalamoid? So, again, relative to Shabbos and Yontif, Chalamoid is Timeichol. They will come on the place, come in the right place and say, you have no heter to prepare to you to Chalamoid. Now, what about from Chol HaMoed to Yemei Chol? I mean, let's say, for example, you go away for a Pesach. You know, place for Pesach, 8 days, 7 days, this year, 8 days. So come along and, you know, before the last day of Yontif is Chol HaMoed, you want to clean up, put things away, set up to leave right away much of Yontif. It's an Issa Chono. Your place for Sukkos, you know, for Chol HaMoed. You want to take it on your Sukkah on Chol HaMoed. Why? Because instead of doing a Motzei Sukkos. What's that? Your person in the house. They want to clean up. They want to do things. They want to stop any situation. They're leaving the house for Shabbos according to the Shabbos for the last day Yontif. They want to clean up the house. So when they come back, Motzei Yontif, things are so much easier to deal with Motzei Yontif. You have a heter of a chona from a Chol HaMoed to Yemei Chol.
We wanted to take his tefillin on Chol HaMoed to his house.
So any case like that, any situation, take his tefillin, any situation, is there any iser of a chona from Chol HaMoed to Yemei Chol? So let's go in there. So we do have a lachs of Chol HaMoed. Now in other places don't have a lachs of Chol HaMoed. Is there any? No, people keep Chol HaMoed, right? Over here, people have a Chol HaMoed. So I think I challenge the Olam to get to the of Kosher. If you allow to make a tiny Chol HaMoed, no one really got back to me about from my colleagues at Paiskim. So I'll challenge the Olam over here. Is it Isra Chona? I'll leave it as is. Is it Isra Chona and Chol HaMoed to Yemei Chol? Let the Olam think about it. From the Zavos of a but let the Olam think about it. Now, that's the get to Yemei Chol. What about if I get you're being Meichlin to Yemei Kodesh? For example, one day Yontif, the second day Yontif. Is there an Issa being Meichlin when you have 2 days Yontif, Chut Floritz? So come along the Amor, and Tovrei Samach Zayin, and says you cannot be Meichlin one day to the second day. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why? Because the second day is Yemei Chol, well to the first day. Because what's it on the Saturday, the first day is Yontif, second day is Yemei Chol. Then you cannot be Meichlin one day Yontif, the second day Yontif. Says Shmir Shabbat Kol Chosay. What about one day Rosh Hashanah, the second day Rosh Hashanah, Yom Rechta? Also, Sif Kol Chosay. At the end of the day, we take on the Chumas Yom Rechta. Well, most of the end day is Yom Echol. Well, to the first day, they cannot be Mechel from the first day Rosh Hashanah to the second day Rosh Hashanah. Now, what about to be Mechel from Shabbos to Yontif? Also says the Mishmur Magarvam, Yontif relative to Shabbos seems to be Nechal Negeda of lesser Kedusha. It's Nechal Negeda of Yemeichal. What about Yemeichal from Shabbos to Shabbos? Meaning, you have Yemeichal in between. You want to appear from Shabbos to next day Shabbos. For example, a person has a Shabbos talis. Let's say he's going to fold up Shloikis Sedrum. On the side, that we go that the minig is to be those who want to be Meichal. Why are you folding your talis for next Shabbos? You have dishes. The dishes are only used from Shabbos to Shabbos. Your china is only used from Shabbos to Shabbos. Can you wash the dishes? Because what are you washing it for? It's not to use them next Shabbos. Is there a heter of the Shabbos to Shabbos? Well, no, you might as well say it's also. Because you have Meichal in between. Who they point out, maybe it depends upon the Chakir over here. If this means to the Mitzvah to give a Zilzal, how can you do it? Well, I mean, I'm doing from Shabbos to Shabbos. It's not Tircha. I can do the Tircha during the week. Why do it on Shabbos for? There is a Shart scene in Siman Tov Kuf Gimel that brings down the person on the first day Pesach wants to cook for the seventh day Pesach. It says the Mishabur, the Betzma should be Mutter. Except the question on the first day Pesach itself, why cooking on Yom Tov for? Cook on Erev Pesach. Therefore, it's Machlik's Rambam Raivit. You should cook on Erev Pesach. Therefore, how can you cook on the first day of the seventh day? The point of the Mishabur sounds like, from first day Pesach to last day, or first day Sukkot, last day Sukkot is Mutter. Who did from Shabbos to Shabbos, the Maisa is Mutter. Sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah, the Maisa is Mutter from Shabbos to Shabbos. They asked a question from Chaim Kanievsky, he said no. It's one regal, it's all one zman. It's not like a hefsek in between. Not chloriah. Shabbos, chol, Shabbos. Here it's all Pesach, first day, last day, but all one hemshach, nichol get of one zman. Not to have a chloriah from the Shayat Zion. Maisa, there is a tshuva by the Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld asking this question. He said, the Maisa is Mutter from Shabbos to Shabbos. We're telling that the Yezir wants to be Samech upon it. Rosh Hashanah says, Mokh Matzor can be Samech. Shabbos is Shabbos. No, listen, this is why to Chol. This is from Shabbos to Shabbos. I said, Hashani, that those who want to argue, first, those who want to bring down the Zubayn of Chananel, Daf Kufi, Gimel, and Beis by us, that says from Shabbos to Shabbos is also black or white. However, you read the Zubayn of Chananel slowly, you seem to be discussing the Sugah of being mistaken in the Begodim, not negate the Sugah of Achono. Yishlon of the Zikloraya. But they point out there's a Mephoshe Tsefto and Perik Gimel that says washing a kelim may Shabbos la'isha Shabbos is mutter, avaloi me Shabbos lezu l'Shabbos acheres. The Tsefto writes loi me Shabbos zu l'Shabbos acheres. You cannot wash the dishes. A Mephoshe Tsefto, black and white. Those say Yitzchak Zonnefeld forgot Tsefto. Can it zayin? So Megiel and Thomas Chaim or the Chazon Yecheskel on the Tsefto says there's another gersa there. Must be Yitzchak Zonnefeld had a different gersa. The Gis Lefanenu is from Shabbos to Shabbos L'maisetz also. Or the Megillah Sefer wants to answer L'Shabbos, when he wants to ask for Shabbos L'Shabbos L'Shabbos L'Cheres, that means next Shabbos, means the next week. Shabbos L'Cheres means the next week. Yishlod. L'maisetz, the Sefer Lefanenu sounds like B'etzim it's also. The words of the Rambam, when it says it's Mutter, to do Achona, it says L'Oisa Shabbos. Sounds like Tafka that Shabbos, not the next Shabbos. Tiladova discusses and says about the next Shabbos is also. Do it during the week. Why do it from one Shabbos to the next Shabbos? There were a very nice raya, a cute raya from Moshe Feinstein. In Iniquity discusses, can a person brush his teeth on Shabbos? He says, you can, with five limitations. Number one, he says, don't use water. You have bayav schito. Number two, don't use toothpaste. You have bayav mitzad sugim amachek. Number three, cannot be a psik ratio for dam to come out. Mitzad sugim chavolo. Number four, he says, you have to make sure the toothbrush be yuchud v'Shabbos. Like we had by brushing here, although otherwise over the nechol. And number five, make sure you do not wash off the toothbrush afterwards, because why do people wash off afterwards? Because you have nothing lichluk left over for the next time. Now again, what Moshe said, it's a toothbrush miyuchad for Shabbos, that means you can only use it on Shabbos. Don't wash off afterwards, because why? Because you're doing it for next time. That's me Shabbos to Shabbos. So numas achronim bring down a Moshe, and it comes out that those who bring down a Moshe in Tshuva, they come out with Shabbos and Shabbos, L'chura, it's also Shenarai from Moshe. And all those speak out clearly, the Shagamaya, and Benoma Zilburn, and Liashiv, Shmir Shabbos being down that way, Bad Yosef, Chaim Kanievsky, Mas Liov, Sefer Bonim, all bring down from Shabbos and Shabbos, and before Shesefto, that way, Tila Dovas goes that way, and therefore we pass the Maisa, it's also. So it comes out, L'chura, the Zman Meshavoy, is number one, if it's a less of a Dargo, is it Issa Achono? Whether Shabbos Yontif or Yontif Timeichol, And also another essay is when the mechol in between, even dark of Shabbos to Shabbos, but then the mechol in between. Let's say it's a higher dargo. You want to go from Yontif to Shabbos. By the way, Yontif to Shabbos. Yontif is Friday, Shabbos. Can you do a chana? That means we know there's a sugya called Erev Tavshilim. Erev Tavshilim is to you want be matam malachas. You want to cook. Nala cook. Erev Tavshilim. Haitso. Hadloko. Malacha. Making a bed, washing dishes is not a malacha. It's pulls that are mutter. It depends upon your kavanah. In those situations, does a person need an Erev Tavshilim? Or even more, does the Erev Tavshilim even help over here? The Tzarech HaSuto? How do you look upon something that's a higher Kedusha? So you could say it depends upon the Sugya of Zilzal or Tercha. It's not the Sugya of Zilzal, it's Yaitse Kedusha over here. It's not the Sugya of Tercha, it's not clearing, maybe do the Erev Tavshilim or not, Yishlotim. Come on, Kibeger, on Simon Shin Beis, on the Magar Roman, discuss the Sugya of making a bet. He brings down, he wants a tiny, so before Shia Shalom, and it says, Nyontav the Shabbos Mutter, even without an Erev Tavshilim. So I bring you right from the Bavli. There's a Mishnah, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, our Mishnah. A Mishnah says that the Mishmol says, from Kippur to Shabbos, you can make the bet. Now, does Rabbi Kiva argue the Mishmol? It's not clear, it's a Shiloh, but Tosfos in the Kuf Yud Dalet Beis says Rabbi Kiva argues. Why is Rabbi Kiva arguing, says Rabbi Kiva Eger? You know why? Because Shavah, the levels are even. But if high Kedusha, Avadi won't argue. Therefore, he says, you want to make your bet from Yontif to Shabbos, he's not doing Erev Tavshilim. So, Kiva gets a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Bishmol's matter, Kiva's not arguing upon that, only when Shava, the Maisit's mutter. Therefore, the Mishnah, and Simon Shin Beis, and also in the Shai Tzion, being Zan of Kiva Eger. The Maisit says, you can do the Din of Achonah from Yontif to Shabbos, no Isser, even without Erev Tavshilim. The Masham, the Torah Shabbos, the Stipler, but Moshe and his Shuvah Bat, says, those who want to be Machmer, it's against the before Shem Mishnah over here. Tzad HaSheni, the Mishavua and the Kiveger both bring down, there are those who disagree. They don't pass like that. They bring down this Eli Rabbo, who brings down a Rashal, Marshal, who brings down the Marash, and says, the Maisa, you need an Erev Tavshilim. Just like for Malacha, you need an Erev Tavshilim from Yontif to Shabbos, who didn't think that Nechon is the Sigav Achono, Achono the Chazal Aser, also you need an Erev Tavshilim. And therefore, there are those who pass in this way. This is Graz, this is Debesina and Shuvah this way, Kintari Balacha, Laris Nosson, Arlet Tzvim, Abos, and others. Atzad HaShlishi, those who want to come along and say, even if you have an Erev Tavshilim, it depends what you're doing. Wash your dishes, that's a Tzarech Achilo. To make your bed, to roll the same material, that's not Tzarech Achilo. And the Ramos sounds like it's in Tovkov Chav Ches, that even the Erev Tavshilim would not even help. Magavram over there explains the Ramos, even Erev Tavshilim would not help over here. The Chidah goes this way, the grass seems to mechalik over here, the Shai Tshuva, they want mechalik. So it comes out, among the Achonim is a big Mavucha. Also a little bit of a series of the Mishnah sometimes. Well, according to Mishnah by us, the Simon Shin Beis, he says it's mutter even without Erev Tavshilim. Why? It's a higher Kedusha. There's no Zilzal, no Tercha, one going one to another. Those say Mamash Mekotza goes to the other side, say you need to Erev Tavshilim. Some will say Erev Tavshilim only helps for Maisa Achilo. Among this form, Be'ikah, they seem to go, the Halacha is either Erev Tavshilim with Oilam does helps, or you don't need Erev Tavshilim. That seems to be the Nogo. Therefore, you can make your bed from Yontif to Shabbos. You do all the same time from Yontif to the case of Shabbos. Another case, there could be enough to be the bed from the Hakiro. Can you ask a guy to do an act of Achono? That means you want to wash the dishes, you can't without much Shabbos. Can you ask a guy to wash the dishes when in yeshiva, camp, without the Sarah? It's not much of Shabbos. Is it mutter? You could say it depends upon the Chakira. It's not a sugya of Zilzal, a Maisa. Why doing something that's for Mechol on Shabbos? It's not a sugya of Tercho. Einik Shabbos mean Gishmak. The guy over here is working. Einik Shabbos going to be there. Then he's working over here. I'm not doing anything. It's not a Tercho. Maybe it can be Mechol. The people going to bring down this question four different times or five different times. They seem to be mesupik. What the loch in the geta amir lanochri the geta sugya vachano. Maestro, there is a marsham in Sim Tov Mem Dalet. He's discussing on Erev Pesach, Shachal B'Shabbos. You have the dishes that you use for chametz. What to go do? To go wash them? You have a bayah achano. Why are you washing these dishes right now? He says you go tell a goy to go wash the dishes. There is no iser of amir lanochri by the case of achano. for Shem Hashem that way. And my sense mutter. And therefore, over there in Erev Pesach L'chal B'Shabbos, the numerous form that bring down over there that simin, this halacha, Madana Yishmol, the Chok Yisol, the Tzvi Koin and the Sefer, Erev Pesach L'chal B'Shabbos, Netig Avil, Piskei Halachas, Siddur Pesach Yehilchason, and others. The question is, they point out that those who on Pesach say that, but it's not what it says in Hilchos Shabbos. They point out the portion of Magavram, Moshe Graz, Moshe Mishabrua, not the way. And therefore, the Orchos Shabbos wrote to Tzvi Koin. Tzvi Koin has a few hundred pages on Erev Pesach L'chal B'Shabbos. And he writes to him and says, you've got all Hilchos Shabbos. You got a Masham and Hilchos Pesach. But I have a list of my requirements against you. And therefore, it's printed in the back of Erev Pesach L'chal B'Shabbos. Tzvi Koin printed this letter for Reuben. The Chor, he missed a bunch of Paiskim. The Pesach Shuvas on Hilchos Pesach said that way. New Prince of Shabbos says, Maisa, I see that on Hilchos Shabbos to be Machmer. One example that we already came across in Hilchos Shabbos is that in Simon Shinchof Aleph, on Siv Vav, by the case of Malicho, Ma'abed, came along the Mishibur, the Magarvam, this cost, can a person have a piece of meat that's dam on top of it? The loch is in Yodei Simon Samachtes, you have to do Malicho, take out the dam. And if you do not do that, you only have 3 days to get take out the dam. If you don't take it out within 3 days, then the meat that has dam inside of it, you can only do an act of Sli. You can't take out the dam afterwards, do an act of Bishul. What is the Eitzel? Says it. The halacha is that a person who can take this piece of meat that has dam, it's the second or third day, wash it, put water over it, and then the clock starts all over again in 3 days. What happens when it comes Shabbos the third day and you want to wash it on Shabbos? I now wash on Shabbos for the next day to do Melicha on Sunday, Monday. Says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Magavram, you're even istim in the sugya of Achano. Elamai says Magavram, Mishnah Berurah, let's do it Aydei Goy. Says the Magarom, no hefsek kol kach, and therefore there's no eitzah even through a case of a goy. What mean? Achana by goy is mutter. Alamai, no hefsek kol kach, it's also. If the hefsek said the Mishnah Berurah, in the case where you're a butcher and you can't sell it, you'll have a heter. Why? Because the loch and simon shin zayin sefer is a goy, shvush to shvush, but makom hefsek is mutter. If it's the case over here of chickens that have the shuman over here, it's a hefsek, mutter. Why? Because the loch of shvush to shvush, makom hefsek is mutter by goy. Otherwise, without that, it's ulcer. Why? It's only achana. Achana ide goy, chosh mi mutter to masham. They point out, before Shem Agarvam, brought down by the grass, brought down by the Mishmuron, even though Mishmuron bring down the Cholkim, that's not why they're arguing on the Magarvam for. They come along and say, we see clearly the loch is, there is no hetim inside the sugar of achana. And if you look around among the swarm and the paiskim, it's clear that the paiskim, not like before the masham, there is no hetim to go tell goyim to wash your dishes. No hetim inside the sugya of achana. The mice is the iser, and the svar shemay is very simple. The get to a meal lenochi in general, when a goy does a block on Shabbos, he's allowed to do whatever he wants. So what a chazal asked them, it's not because the pula that amon being done, we let kelim do melacha, we let goyim do melacha by themselves. For us to go do things that we can't do, it's also. He also, even though they're being matriach, they can do whatever they want, any melacha they want. But for us to go tell them to do something that we cannot go do, that might be the chilin together of isav a meal and offering. And therefore, what? If it's mok mehefsid, yes. Not mok mehefsid, no. Who's a terechel? Mosh Shabbos, let the guy do a Mosh Shabbos. Interesting question. Great question.
What if he asks you?
And you tell him no. Make him a chol.
He does it every day, let's say, at the same time. Nobody's doing it. I ask him to just do it.
You have to, in your house, how can you, meal lochi? How can you go do lochi in your house? There are cases that, there are certain cases that I'm mutter, but that's not our sugya. There are cases that depends on living maid, or not living maid, how they come and go do it, they'll call them to get the meal lochi. That means, but if I can't have enough, well, it depends on the case. What? If you have a heter by melacha, so you have a heter by a chodom.
Okay, say that there's an issue, he does it on his own. You're not enjoying
your Shabbos. Oh, no, so you're saying a sugya meal lochi. Yeah, there is a klal, a sugya meal lochi, that if you don't say anything, it's a not only after Shabbos. So the others want to know, it's a losh shli, they call it. Nobody actually, a maisim actually. Our sugya is a meal lochi, not our sugya. That what could be mutter. Now, some call negeta sugya vachono. So first, can a person walk somewhere, because he wants to do something much on Shabbos? Get closer to a place. So the sugya erev and the sugya Shabbos that's brought down by us in Simon Shin Vav, that brings down the person who wants to mimse chetzicha, go some of the Seifat Chum to end up doing Melacha after Shabbos, the Melacha is the Maaseh Osir. They point out that Dafka Mimsa Chavzicha is Osir, Mokka Mitzvah or not Mimsa Chavzicha, we don't see any way this is an Osir. A couple of Paishkim say, one time walking is not Nichol Negeda Bachonon. It's not Minker, it's not clear, no one sees anything happening over here. A walk is somewhere that you want to end up doing later on, not Nichol Negeda Bachonon. That's called Mimsa Chavzicha to do that since the Chavzicha itself is Osir on Shabbos. I mean, washing dishes is mutter on Shabbos. You want to get close to washing dishes. That's mutter. Get closer to drive your car. That's osur. But tzechetzcha, the pool itself is osur on Shabbos. That's aleph. Another cloud in this course is a ramo. Might say a person, he wants to, I know he wants to, it's easier to wash dishes now. He has time now. But you know what? I'll use a fork and knife right now. I'll wash some of it. Take all the heavy grease. I'll eat something easy right now. Can I do a ramo on it? So there's a Aruch HaShulchan Shem Tafrei Samach Zayin discussing rolling a Sefer Torah from Yontif to Shabbos or vice versa. You have days in between. Can you go do that? He says, to roll a L'maiseh to Mechaber Sefer Torah from Shabbos to Yontif is Osir. But let's say you roll the Sefer Torah, then you use the Sefer Torah and you read from it, you prepare from it. Then he says, L'maiseh is Mutter. I do Mitzvah to give a Ramo, but at the end they used it. Since you used it, L'maiseh is Mutter. That means there's no, even though since at the end of the day you use it on Shabbos, there's no Issa Mitzvah Sugya V'Achonah, because the Issa Mitzvah Sugya V'Achonah, use it on Shabbos. Yes, you can practice.
Even though it's not something you would normally do.
So that's an interesting question, how far I take to get over here. What's the shear over here? That means, I know certain people, they take out every time they say the Torah to do Shnaimek V'Echatagim by themselves, like Meshavua says, they know the drop over there. So Echnami, they can do that also from Shabbos Yontif. For them, it's very simple. Stam to read a Pasuk, what's the get of the Roma? I'm not clear how far is the get. When's the Roma, Isa Roma, and when's the Usser? They do want Taino, it has to be a case that's not Nicker. I mean, something that everyone sees you during the Roma, Yeshulam, that's Mutter. It has to be a case that people don't see their Roma.
Wash all your dishes and then use one of the
set.
So Sefer Torah,
everyone would
see. Kenzine.
Everyone would see this, because most people do not lean for the Sefer Torah.
So if no one's around, you can say, we're in a case where some people are preparing from it. A lot of people like practicing from it.
It's easier.
Oh, that's another question. Stop. Can a person prepare if I miss a shuttle on Shabbos? He prepares landing on Shabbos. It's a great question. I'll have to get them maybe next or discuss these type of questions. Can you prepare your test on Shabbos during the week? So Tovrei Samach Zayin, which is on my welcome sheet, says there's no Het Tzarech Mitzvah, so we'll get to it. Another case is discussed. Let's say you're doing an act of a Chona that has a Chona and also a Tzarech Shabbos. Has two sides to it. That means, the example the Mishmur says, if you want to feed the birds, you want to give them one handful. The only amount they need is half a handful. But give them a whole handful. It's one act of achono that has double the amount inside of it. It can be used to make Shabbos and Mechol. Says the Mishmur and Simon Shinlam above, since he's not being Moshev to the act that you're doing over here, it's all one act. The Moshev is Motor. That means if a person, when the eats, as I say over, you have things in the freezer. You have a case, Shabbos going to Yontif. Now you want to have things defrost on Shabbos to make it easier to cook on Yontif. How do you go do that? Take it out of the freezer. Is there a bayah mitzvah sugya v'chono? On the tzad is a bayah, machlokes, but on the tzad is a bayah, let's say a very simple etza. Put inside the freezer a bag with ice cream that you want to use for the meal, and in the same bag you have your meat. Then you take out the bag in one shot, put it on the counter, you take out the ice cream. So you did it one pu'ulo, you took out everything. That's not nichol isa v'chono, I'm doing it inside the ice cream. Then I take out the ice cream and I come to go use it. No, that's the different things. I can use forks for spoons. Again, because I can use either soda bowl. But here I'm not using the meat. I'm only taking out the ice cream. So the eight they say is put into one bag. I'm doing one pu'ul over here. One act, the same level of... the same.
The bird is one thing.
Is that one thing? I'm saying it's mutter. I'm thinking you're also saying it's mutter. You're saying about it's mutter? You agree with me or disagree with me? Are you agreeing with me or disagreeing with me? Okay, fine. So that if it's bosh, it's bosh. Okay, fine. Now, there is one main shaila in the Sugya of Achono. There are three tuotsim to it. Big enough for me to how to apply these tuotsim. The gate of the Sugya of Mukso is something called Klish Shemalachte, the Heter. And there's a Kli Shemach L'Isser. A Kli Shemach L'Isser, the item knows, you let it move It's our gufle mekaymai. I was also mechamel itzel. A klishu malak leheter. That means your keys, your watch. You let it move even mechamel itzel. We started tzarich gufle mekaymai. I think about it. Let me see. You move your watch letzarich gufay. That's even klishu malak leiser. So you're moving your watch mechamel itzel. Why are you moving your watch from the sun? The outside, should not get stolen, not get ruined. The weather should not ruin it. Not because you need it right now. You need it right now. You're moving it because you don't want to get ruined. That means you want to use it on Sunday. You want to use it on Monday. So we have a kli shel machleter that's mutar mecham letzel. Why is that over the iser achano? Everybody knows the basic halacha. Mokse kli shel machleter. Your watch, your keys. You let it move mecham letzel. Why is not that not achano? Why is that an iser achano? Fine. But what again, if you want to use it right now, anytime on Shabbos, so
I'm protecting the
keli
right now.
So what's my heter?
For now.
But I'm using it right now?
Using it 10 later,
minutes from now.
So fine. No, if it's 10 minutes later, it's still the Shabbos. Sarah Kufa is still.
Still
mutter.
No,
I don't want it to get dangerous. That's Sarah Kufa still. That's still Sarah Kufa.
I'm doing it for itself now.
That's, but why, if again, but there's zero use on Shabbos.
I'm not using it.
Using it Sarah Kufoy.
And maybe using it for later.
Maybe it's Sarah Kufoy still. You still have a heter. Where's the heter chamel itself?
I think it's ruined. You let it wash it?
Well, that's what I'm leading to. Very, very, very great question.
That's what I'm saying.
What?
I was trying to say, the wash is getting ruined.
So? Why is it water now? So? What's it now? I'm not using it now.
I don't care about
I'm not going to use the watch right now. I'm not using the keys right now.
I'm doing it because I want this watch not to be ruined now.
I'm washing dishes. I want to wash dishes now. I want to make. So, what is the heter? Who said that? So, let's. Where is the heter? So, step by step. So first, there's a what they call the Shittas Marashak. They come along with the site. They said, what is the lumnus of the Sugya of Achono? And it could be, again, depends upon the Sugya of the Chakir over here. Is that Tircha inside the Sugya of Zilzal? It says, Achono is basically, why do something now if you do it tomorrow? But if I can answer you, why am I doing it now for? That's not Achono. The example is, there's a guy who had a cow. He wanted to milk the cow on Shabbos. Now this year, if he doesn't see it, it's Chol Vakum. He walks over and he sees it and he brings it to his house. Literally get out of Chol Yisrael. So the only option was to go do it on Shabbos. So the Yid went to the guy, he saw him milk the cow, put in the bucket, and Brokkah was brought to the house of Yisrael on Shabbos. Then this Yid went to Isser Mashak. Did he do correctly or incorrectly? Is there Isser Vachono? He's not using the milk. He waited Kadesh Yastru. He waited until after Shabbos to use the milk. But on Shabbos itself, he did this. Is it the Issa of Achano? Says Mashag, the side of Achano is what? Why do something now, go tomorrow? Tomorrow, the guy is not milking his cow, he's doing it right now. Since you can answer why he did it today, right now, that's not Achano. He said, I'll bring a rayo. Please, Shemalach to the Heter. It's a Mutam Echam Lezel. That's cool for now. If I cannot do it tomorrow, I can answer why I'm doing it right now. That's not Nichol Get of Zilzel, this of Achano. That's one case he says. Mashar gives another example, another trivia he has, about an issue who has to go to the mikvah Matzah Shabbos because the husband is coming back Matzah Shabbos, but she could also go Friday night and the husband's not around. Is she allowed to go to the mikvah Friday night when the mikvah is closed Matzah Shabbos? Says, I achono. So Mashar, the reason why she's going right now, because she could not go Matzah Shabbos, she could say why she's going right now, Lemaisa Smotar. Mashar says he has a third trivia about how could a person by the Arba Minim on Sukkot. He puts the dasim, the rovers, back inside water. So you know why? He wants them to be fresh. You can't do them, if you waste it till tonight, they get ruined. So I'm answering why am I doing them right now? It's sad. If I cannot do it tomorrow, I'm doing it right now. I'm answering why am I doing it right now for? That's not nechon neged
avachono. What's the nekuda? Because you're able to answer?
If I can answer, I can say those words, why I cannot do it tomorrow, I'm doing it right now. If I can say those words, no isachono. Build upon this. Dain Weiss in Shuvah Min Chesitzchok discusses, how can people put food in their freezer on Shabbos? I, the Meister, do Mot Shabbos. You're doing it for the next week's Achono. Says, because you wait till Mot Shabbos, now it's fresh. I'm answering why I'm doing it right now, for I'm not doing it tonight. It's not the Sugya of otherwise it'll get ruined. It's not as fresh.
Washing with the blood.
Oh, it's different cases. Shemitzurim Balocha, when he discusses this, he brings it down and says, in the camp, who wants to wash the dishes in camp, you don't wash it right now, what's going to happen? The flies come, the juice come. I'm telling you why I'm doing it right now. Because otherwise, they come already. It's going to be too late. The Shmir Shabbos brings down this halacha three different times. One time he discusses when a person wants to wash the dishes, otherwise the ants come. My son doing it right now for a reason right now. The second time he brings down when people have a silver becher, you leave wine inside, there's acid inside, it ruins it. And therefore, one time you have a right to wash it right now. I'm answering why I'm doing right now and not later on. And the third time he brings down the mashag, he says, when you have clothing outside, it starts raining, the weather changes, want to bring it inside. Why am I doing it for? Because if I do it later on, it gets ruined. So I'm doing it right now. I'm answering why I cannot do it later. I'm doing it right now. But Sheikh Kossi wants to answer. No, again, it was dry already. Okay, so it's dry, you just never brought it in. Let's leave it simple. The Sheikh Kossi has a tshuva about, he wants to discuss, how can people take out food on Shabbos from Lav Malko? He wants to defrost things. He says, you know why? Can they come on Shabbos? You take it out, you have to wait 5 hours from Lav Malko. It's after Chatzos. Don't do Lav Malko after Chatzos. So he says, about to take it out on Shabbos. If you answer why I'm doing it right now, because I cannot do it later, I cannot do things later, I've had to do it right now. What? Yeah. Those are the truths I'm saying, the exact examples they said.
That's extending it, then I can do it.
I'm doing it, yes. My pula now is being done for later because the only way I can do it is now. It cannot be done later. If I cannot do it later, I have a right to go do it now. Asad Hasheni, Kintar Balocha, when he brings down this Marshag, she's Marshag, he said, Tmir Ma'id, Mazalio, when he brings it down, he said, Sarachin Godel. Nishma Shabbat says he has come and come rice against it. Chayalevi and others just mentioned two ayahs. Well, the Chura, we have a raya, is a case of washing over the basar. Mishmur, Maravam, discusses, but also the Simon Shinuch of Aleph. Why are you washing over the basar for? So start off the 3 days in order to do act of bishul, not eat a pitzli. So Kamlon was saying over here, I cannot do it later. Let's do it now.
Yeah, but there's different. You put it on an aircraft.
Fine. That's true. But at the end of the day, right now, Shabbos, I'm answering why I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, but you could have done an air Shabbos.
And therefore? And therefore? At the end of the day, it's stuck right now.
Delay. You should have done an air Shabbos.
I don't think that's a good way to make it. But I hear what you're saying. You can argue with me. I only quote. You're the Lambden. And even those, the grass being down, again, they're all being down this smog of Rome. That said, Aloha, you cannot wash dishes. But I'd. The only thing I saw, Simitovari Samach Zayin, the Mishnah we were discussing over there, can you bring yain for $5? You're not going to have wine for tonight for $5. Can you bring on Shabbat inside the Sugya of Al-Khana? You're not going to have it. Says the Mishnah, if it's B'mokha Mitzvah, and B'shasat Chak, and B'oid Yom Godu, it's not Nicker, and you do a B'shino, then Yesh HaMila Esmoich. Give me a call. What do you mean? I'm not going to have it. I only make it to go do it is now. Why is the Mishnah saying, only if it's not Nicker, and B'shasat Chak, I mean, let it be Nicker. I'm doing. I can only do it right now. I can't do it later. So, Mishmur, when you have these two of them, then you can make on the Samach and the Chayodim. So, you're back to the question. Klishim Lachtai Lehetir, Mecham Letzel, Lemaiso, why is it voted for? So, when Numis Achonim come along and say, there's a sugar called Hatsalo. Saving Hefsid. Hefsid is no Issa Machono. Whether Orch Shabbos, he wants to explain. When you're doing an act of Achono for Revach, that's Achono. When you're doing something called Atzola, it's a different name. Saving thing is not called Achono. Atzola. I'm being Isaac. I think what you're trying to say over Menachem, that I'm being Isaac right now, not Atzola. That's not called Achono. I'm saving things. That's being done for right now. To Chol Yisrael, that's Revach. So you want to have Chol Yisrael. But to save things right now, I want to save my watch, save my keys, and Nichol get of Atzola over here. Save it.
Who says it?
The Tila David, the Bear, Moshe. Let's call it Orcha Shabbos. Leave it at Orcha Shabbos. Well, numerous places can go this way. So let's put that one to the side. That's a big book. I'm going to answer that. That's because we part of the Machlokes somewhere. Mishra has two sheetahs. They do ask a question upon this. There's a Mishra and Simon Shinya test by the Sigil Bayer, Magarvam and Simon Tovkof Yud, discussing whether the Shamenet on top of the milk. You have some of the cream on top of the milk, you want to separate one from the other. It says Mishra and again Sigil Bayer, if you take off just Shamenet, because you don't want it, even the Issim is on Sigil Bayer. Therefore, the Mishmur says, make sure you take off only part of the Shemenet, or take out the Shemenet with part of the milk together, therefore not Nichol Issa Bayer. But says the Mishmur further, and the Magavam, but make sure you're doing it, the Tzarech the Yahim. Otherwise, you're even an Isser. And knowing that, and even if you do it, otherwise, even Isser. And even if you want to do, say you have a heter, aide goy, only when Mokum hefsit. So first we see, again from the Mishabura, a second time, that you want to separate the shemen from the milk. But Mokum hefsit, then aide goy. Mishvosh and shvosh Mokum hefsit is mutter. Stamachon aide goy, the maisis osir. But aide isoli asks it. Maisa, what he asks it for? Nichol get about solo. He wants to save it. He wants to make sure.
Can this be done only today?
Yeah, that's saying. That's what I'm saying. Only if you don't say. Mishmur is saying you have to dafka today, otherwise it gets ruined. That's what Mishmur is saying. He said, Aide Goyal's Hefzid. Not Yisrael. We're not Aide Yisrael. So Numus Achonim bring down this Mishmur and the Mishmur Zalman. Numus Turutim. We have Mishmur Zalman and Shmur Shabbat. They ask me, he answers, when you do get chicken with Guf HaDover, when he's saving the watch, he's stopping outside factors. Saving the clears outside factors. When you're doing a chicken to the thing itself, you're separating the shemena from the milk, the guva dover, even by the case of atzol, there is no heter. We're doing a chone in the guva dover. There's no heter. A third malach had asked this question, nikli shmatli, leheter, mutter mecham letzel. There's also a chinesh from Shlomo Zalman. He wants a taino that people, his words are, shur gilim lasais, people do things naturally, li lachshiv al tzarech, shur yil tzarech lecherl. The word, however, Rabbi brings down a commonplace activity. People do things naturally without thinking. There's no isar chono. That bring a raya. Please shemach the heter. It's mutu mecham letzel. Things that people do naturally without thinking is nichol in the heter of no isar vachono. The examples. Let's pick out the examples from Shlomo Zalman brings it down for. He says a second case besides please shemach the heter. He says you want to bring your talis back from shul in your bag. No isar chono. Why you naturally do that? A third case, he says, you want to put your sefer back after you used it? People naturally do that. No isar chono. A fourth case, he says, you want to put your lulav, the dasim, and the rov is inside the water, you do that naturally? No isar chono.
Is that natural?
What?
Why is that natural?
Oh, fine. So, first one he says. First one he says.
It's like this is debunked on each person individually.
The first one he says, step by step. He says, for example, you have plates, you take over the table, you want to rinse them off. People do that naturally. Clean them very well, scrub them, no. Rinse them off, people do that naturally. Want to put things inside the refrigerator, freezer, people do that naturally. Want a person to take with him his watch from Watch Shabbos? Gil Masois? That's mutter. Want to clean up the table after Shalosh Shudis? That's mutter. He says, clean it very well, that's not, that's not. But clean the stomach, that's natural. You want to kind of switch the sphero by the shallot from the next day for the day afterwards? Everyone, every morning they wake up, they switch the shallot? That's for Gilam Lassais, that's mutter, no problem. So Shlomo Zalman has a massive chiddush in the sugya of Achono, that things that are Gilam Lassais, that people, is a commonplace activity people do naturally, the mice of that's mutter. We're talking about the Shemir Shabbos, the Shevet Kalsi, Piskei Tshuvas, Ribiyat, all this being down the center. Mice, they point out. Besides for the fact that Marshag, he clearly disagrees. He comes along and said the case by Lulu the Mice and Wise and Mutter, because I have to answer what I'm doing today, I'm doing tomorrow. For Oy, the Chura, the Moshe he said before, and anyone brings down a Moshe, the Moshe says by the toothbrush. He says, make sure you don't wash it off afterwards after you brush your teeth. If you would tell me an example that's a commonplace activity of people who naturally without thinking, this person, why is he washing off this toothbrush afterwards? Like, that's what I do. Why do you do it for? Otak, I do it because of next time. Ein l'cho regilim lasis more than your toothbrush. Pashas.
It's miyach a toothbrush, so things are already going weird here.
I don't know, yeah. I'm sure a lambda would say that. You have this toothbrush, again, you're washing off. Everyone washes off the toothbrush during the week, and on Shabbos, regilim lasis. Anyone bring down a moisho? Vis oilim or letzim. Nashaklani be Aimer the Obina Moish, the Khoda saying, this is no heterogil masis. The Chai Levi, the way of Miguel Sefer, when he brings it down, he says, Aimakar Bar, where are you getting it from? The whole Marmok and getting it from Klishmak Leheter. We may answer Klishmak Leheter. You have the Mashak Shita, you have the heter of Mitsalasugi Vatsolo. Where are you getting this idea from? Where's the lumpness coming from? Nishma Shama says, of course, not so. If so, all idea of washing kalim. Yeah, everyone says, it's more to regilim lasis. It's not to washing kalim. The Shulchan Aruch says, you can't wash your kalim. What's going on over here? Mice again, are those the follow-up Shlomo Zalman? So, again, to answer this question of Kli Shumak Leheter, who are the three ways, and Big Naf Kamina, how to answer the question. Do you want to say the answer over here means the Suga of Hatzolo, which I think it could be every Kamala always agrees, or the Heter means the Suga of the Mashag, why do it today? If I can do it tomorrow, if you can answer that, then you have a Heter today. Or means the Teretz of Shlomo Zalman, or Gilam Lassa is the complex activity. Three ways of answering it. Which leads to the question that everyone always asks. You have these plates over here, they got dirty. You take them off the table, they're chulent. You leave them in the sink till after Shabbos, the grime gets stuck on. Very hard to clean. Or you have a pot of chulent, and you put the bag inside, the plastic bag, the special cooking bag, so the pot should not get dirty. What happens? Overflow or ripped, Kedaki ever knows. And you have now this Kli Cheres over here that's very dirty. You have a choice. Either wait till after Shabbos and get stuck on. Or right now, took it off your crock pot, you want to put water inside. Do you have a right to rinse it right now to make it so it should not get worse than what it is right now? Again, but right now it's a certain level. It's pretty easy. Much Shabbos will take an extra half hour to clean it. Do you have a right to wash it right now? You say, according to Mashag, you can say, his thing is, if I can answer what I'm doing right now, I'll answer what I'm doing right now. Because you know why? Because Much Shabbos is much harder. So you can tell mitzvah sugya of hefsid time hefsid mitzvah sugya of gil masayis from Zalman Mamish says gil masayis in this case wash things off for the either reason can the argish tackle might say it's mutter and therefore the ism from Zalman is a mutter wash it off he says gil masayis the ism gil sefer masaliyo says nechal sugya of hefsid fine and therefore the shmir shabbos to make to be goldstein vadi yaseh vazil orbach piskechuvas. The art school in the Hilchas Yontif is Chayzer what he wrote over in the Shabbos Kitchen. The Shabbos Kitchen says, "Have a place from Aser." The later one, Hilchas Yontif, the Maaseh says, "Maaseh is mutter." I'm saving myself right now, not to clean later on. Berkowitz, when he asked him, if you have an email, Maaseh says, "The Machmiri doesn't stand." Maaseh, doing a mitzad, it's going to get worse. He's saving himself right now. Should be mutter.
Shouldn't be letting it wash the whole thing out.
They say wash the whole thing out. No one's scrubbing it. People are putting water inside. Can you put water inside? Can you rinse the dish? The question is rinsing the dish or put water on top of the dish or water inside the pot? That's the question. Not scrubbing.
Why can't you soak it after Shabbos and just wait another day?
It doesn't work as well. I don't know if you wash the dishes. I don't either. But listen.
It's okay, man.
That's the shell over here. Asana Sheni, Mosarish Moshe Chalabez, the Istan's question of Moshe. He said, and Moshe says, even though the Noshima Mekel, Chor should be Osir. So he knows the Noshima Mekel, and Moshe doesn't know what the Heter is. The Debatin has they asked him the same question. Diane Fisher, Arlatian, Abiyashi, Rosheinberg, Rabelski, they told him over the Svaris, and Rabelski is Doichel Bishne Yadayim, that's a Chon Mamish. Why are you doing it for? It's why? Because tonight it's harder. You're doing it, you can do it tonight. You're able to do it tonight. It takes more time. So what's the whole Yisrael of Achono? Because you want to save yourself from doing time much of Shabbos. That is what Achon is. Achon is, I'm doing it now, so I don't have to do it tonight. I want to save myself time for time now. I want to save myself in time. That's Mamash Achon. Says Mar Shabbos, I'll bring you a chlorayo. We said beforehand that Maril is the Marash. How in the world do you wash his cup on Shabbos? And Marash says, you know what? Because I did this so it should not get blackened. And you're right, Betzman should not do it. It should get worse, get blackened. And Marash says, right, I should not wash my cup on Shabbos, it should not get blackened. Chor will get blackened, you can clean it afterwards. Scrub it well. And Marash says, you're right, you should not do that. So if Falcon wants to answer, no right for Maril. Fine. But Maisa says, Mar Shabbos, you have chloride, the Chor, Maril, Maisa says also. Leave among the swarm, it's Machlokes of Shokol, Maisa have a heter, to go rinse and wash your dishes on Shabbos in a way to keep it as status quo. No one to make it better. We want to make it status quo. Is there a heter or not? Those of my who want to answer, those who want to matter, what to go do? I tell everyone, ask your I'm not going to answer the two sides over here.
Make it better?
That's fine. That's fine. Because again, once you do two pools, the mice is fine. If it's two pools and one act is fine. The aces they do say over, what to go do around the machlekes is number one, emotional. Other place can say very simple. If you have the pot in the sink, you have a right to wash your hands. And the water goes inside the pot on top of the dish, no problem. It's one act that has two things inside of it, mice is mutter. So all the swarm say you have a right to wash your hands on top of your dishes. You have a right. You don't know, you allow to wash your hands and then you don't have to shut it. because you know did to shut it. But you let it put it on to wash your hands. Then it goes, it goes. A second aid that a lot of people do practically is they prepare before Shabbos a basin of water and they put it on the side. Now you take your dishes, you have place, you have two choices to put your dishes, or three choices. You can put it in the sink, on the counter, or in the basin. So you're putting it somewhere, you put it anywhere you want, put it inside the basin. So a lot of people worry about the sugya v'chono, they don't want to get hard in the dishes, they put it inside the basin. No problem.
The basin can have some
soap. Yeah, before Shabbos, no problem. Before Shabbos, it usually cools down. But yeah. This will end off with a case. Numerous years ago, before Arfa Shabbos came out with Chelek Dalet and Chelek Gimel and Chelek Beis, so Rav Rubin asked me for my notes in Achono. So I gave him my notes in Achono. A couple weeks later, he came back to me, and he told me he wasn't too happy. Yeah, you have a chulent over here, you make a morav, you ask the motor, all the things over here. So I asked him, what exactly, what bothers you? Give me an example. So this example, you wrote over there, and let's say someone comes for Shabbos, let's say girls come for Shabbos, and they can leave. Mitzad chesed, as a curse, they tell you they want to wash the dishes. You never can see them again. They hear, you know, they ate by meal. Both of them don't do that for some reason, I'm not sure why. But the girls, in Lysa, they ate by meal, Shabbos morning, they're going to wash the dishes, as a curse, they tell you. They can see the dishes again, no shaykhs, not mental kite. Is there a heter to wash dishes as now to show appreciation? As now, as mental kite. As now, I came to your house, let me show thank you. That's now. Well, no, he's saying, I'm washing now, so the balabosta at night will have to wash the dishes. Is there a heter achono or not? So, Rav Rubin told me, the Maisa, how in the world can you have a tzadis mutter? Anyone knows the alabes of achono, the Maisa vadiat tzosser. I said, well, that's the time against me. I quote with Strombach over here. I quote with Berkowitz over here. What do you, that's what you have, that's why you don't like about writing over here. He told me, those are the alabes. I felt bad. A couple days later, I go back to our stomach and I ask him, can the Maisa girls come with Shabbos? Can they wash dishes? Like, no. Like, well, what do you mean? Of course, Toiv mentioned their chairs do this, Hakar Toiv do this. He kept telling me different things to go do. I went back to our room and I said, the Maisa of stomach said no. So, yeah, yesterday I went to his house, knocked on the door, and I fought out with him. I told him, this is Achono. I went back to our room, Berkowitz. I told him, you know, is it the Harris, you know, how do Rebbe hold his motor, right? They tell me I'm wrong. What can I do? Tell me. It's a Vachon over here. I don't know. So Rebbe, so what, Meister, you can't do it. They tell me I don't know. It's a Vachon. So fine. Meister Berkowitz says, Meister, it's also over here. So now I see numerous forums discuss this question. And the Chora, come on, everyone says, Meister, it's also, they're afraid to say it's motor. Meister, they come along the Meister, they say, Meister, at the end of the day, so when I went to speak to Reuben, I think the second or third time about it, so I asked him, the Meister, saying, is there a heter of derech eretz, menschlich? Is there a correct on hogus, how to act over here? So I said, for example, we're speaking right now after Mincha, Shabbos. Can people, after Mincha, put away the siddur? Why are they putting away the siddur for? For people to get from Arif. Derech eretz, menschlich. So he told me, no. There's a heter called Gemar Shimush. You have a right to use something, and when you finish it, put it away. I told him, where? Like Menachem says, I never saw, I learned Achono, I don't know where such a heter, Meisen or Shabbos Chelek Beis now are being down. There's a heter called Gemar Shimush. I asked him, where's my Mokum? He said, Parshut that way. I said, no one says it, because no one said it, because it's Parshut. So I read now, he said, yeah, I'll be Svara, my Mokum is Svara. Poshe, swear that way. The Vada is something called Gmar Shimush and Mutter. Fine. So, oh, and he writes a footnote, the dishes are why they're different. He said, why dishes are different? Echlami, he has to address this question. Why Gmar Shimush? So, Istim, if so, to everyone who puts away their siddur, Gmar Shimush. But on the way, what do? You take your siddur and whoever else left behind the siddur. You take his siddur, a third siddur, put away three siddur, four siddur. It's Achona, it's Osir. So, yeah, Vada is Osir. So, I said, but look, people are doing it right now. So I make him a machoah, stop them. No. Like, but you just said it's also over here. For me, it's mutter and menschlich derech eretz. You're saying it's also. I can tell them, the world said it's also what you're doing. No, don't stop. Leave them alone. Fine. The Maisa, you can't be machal between the case of washing dishes and tzvar. You're shalchalik. They can tell me, the Maisa, the washing dishes, at the end of the day, why the girl's doing it for it. That means you couldn't answer that dishes are different. That the son of the issue is why they're washing it. Let's say the girls knew much Shabbos throwing out the dishes. or the guy is washing it, will they clean it? No, they're doing it. Why? Mitzad, much of Shabbos.
Would it depend on the person?
That's how a
person... What? Would it depend on the person? Certain people, when they eat, they finish, they wash the dish, and they put it away.
Eat. Again, the Rosh Hashanah says you don't have this out there, Gemara, she was washing the dishes.
But according to...
You want me to explain him, to answer him? I can answer him, remember. If you want, I give you his email, like, write him. No, because the pool will be done. I don't think you have a mashak.
They have a reason why they're doing it now.
Yeah, because I'm doing it. They could be. Could start cleaning the mashak.
Are you doing so?
Maybe.
Are you doing so? Shul's cream? I don't understand.
You're doing it. Again, you could have answered me that. You could have answered me the last thing to answer by the sinner. The last thing to answer by washing dishes. But that's not what was answered. I mean, you could say maybe sinner's now to be nice and masuda right now for the next 20 minutes before there's manchkia. You could have said that. You told me no. You told me about someone's ulcer. So I said, if so, what are they doing over here? Now. No, he didn't say that. That was not an answer. And he couldn't tell me also dishes. You can answer that. At the end of the day, why are women washing the dishes? What's the Kodesh HaTayyeh for? The Kodesh HaTayyeh is why, so you should not spend time watching Shabbos. So you're doing it for what my das is. My das means I'm watching Shabbos. Fine, the Maestro Ilum does not do it mitzad a Kodesh HaTayyeh. Find something else mitzad a Sigma Kodesh HaTayyeh. Maybe watch the kids for an hour. It would be a better Kodesh HaTayyeh. The wife might appreciate better more that way. But putting away the Siddur, Echlami could have. I think the mice is derech, the metal to put away. The mice put away the sinner is also. Hashem, on Wednesday, even though it's the same, we'll finish off the sugya of Achana. Now, some people already finished. We're having a bechin at the end of this man, so you can start Chazara now. And all the Mishnebuah learn from the beginning of this man to the end of this man. The bechin is on Mishnebuah, Bialochan, and the Sharetzian. That's Wednesday is the Chabura. Thursday, there is yeshiva. There are buses, and the Olam comes here, except for people chutz the air. But otherwise, our bosses come. It's very freilich. We give out, or people bring and they give out whatever they bring together with them. Every once in a while, some people come dressed up over here. There will be chabur at the end of Seder on Thursday, Bez Hashem. Thursday night, the Olam is invited to Harnof. Whoever wants can. In the past, we say Noshim invited, but I see the amount of Noshim come are very few, and they don't appreciate they come. Only two or three of them, so maybe Noshim should not be invited. They are invited, but maybe they loved after they would want to come. Just telling them inside the past years. And my address in Harnof is Agassi 32. I'm asking with the Shlep, the Tircho, especially with traffic, you never know what's happening. And I do not expect people. Sometimes people come, each one on their own, depending on what they're doing Thursday night. And I'm afraid they're in the kosher room. It's local. Okay.